Operator, give me the number for 911.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. That we don't give a damn. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Oh my God!
You are beaten. It is useless to resist.
Listen, shut up for a second.
Oh great, Dad's dead.
Shoot them all and let God sort them out.
Okay.
He's dead now.
did like to sit.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! October 26th. What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because I'm all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's gotta look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium was available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean... That says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
country sovereigns on the land and the home of No Borders Radio.
Government. Freedom. Law. Education. Health. Free energy. Money. Debt. Awake Radio. Deconstructing the dream world, one lie at a time.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did.
Well, you asked me about the clothes I wear. everybody. It's old Shazia's here. I'm out here in my mad science laboratory. Hope you all staying warm, you know. Hope you're enjoying that global warming there. It's a little bit nippy on my side of the world. I don't know how it is on your side of the world. I did notice in the Scottish Sovereign chat room somebody was talking about it's a bit nippy outside. I think it's a bit nippy all over the planet. But, you know, hey, that's that global warming for you, and so my suggestion is to go out and get you a big old hefty snow shovel for this winter time, and one of those nifty old ice scrapers for combating global warming. Anyway, there's a whole lot of different things going on in the alternative energy communities out there. There's a lot of nifty advancements and a lot of cool-looking gizmos coming on the scene there. There's a lot of different alternative energy guys that are getting together and putting some contests together to actually get some folks thinking outside the box. Myself and Cultus and I are planning on doing a pop-pop boat contest, in case you haven't seen any of the or heard any of the information on that. We'll be getting a video and stuff out here pretty soon with rules and all that kind of stuff. So you got a few months before you have to actually be ready for the deal. Give you plenty of time to prepare. We'd like to see the ladies out there get involved too, you know, build you a pop-pop boat or a putt-putt boat, whatever you want to call them. And we even want to see it go as far as to get a full-size boat in this contest. There's some other people behind the scenes as well that will be doing some really cool stuff with the winner of the contest. So, with that said, I hope everybody stays tuned for all that kind of stuff there, and I'm going to be trying to move into a larger lab pretty soon, so I'll be able to get better videos out and more quality projects together and that kind of stuff. And anyway, so... if anybody wants to call in and got any ideas on any of your alternative energy solutions that we can share with the world, all you got to get, add Shaziz as a contact on Skype, and just call me up Skype, call up live, and we'll talk about what you got. I had a few questions out there about Keshi, and I got reservations on some of his research, but not all of it's bad. Anyway, as far as that goes, he's into plasma, essentially. But his version of plasma and the plasma that I'm working on in my reactor is two different things. Anyway, I'll get into that some other time. So with that said, if anybody wants to call in, now'd be about the time to do it. Old Shaziz is having his morning cup of coffee and just waking up and all that kind of jazz. Anyway, I got a line in on some washing machine motors. Those direct drives or smart drive motors, and hopefully those will be getting here pretty soon. And I'm going to be building a pretty excellent generator with about 10 of these in on a horizontal shaft. And I got many projects on the way, and hoping to get a lot more videos up to share with people on how-tos and such. Go over and check out Muddy Mudman's channel. He's still working on his actual flux wind turbines and his homemade props and stuff like that. Cultus, go over and check out Desert Experimenter. He's also got a lot of projects that he's working on. And you know, we got RWG, Russ from RWG Research out there. You need to go over and check out his stuff, and Tin Man, and there's just so many people in the alternative energy community. I keep saying that if somebody's trying to sell you a free energy device, don't waste your money or your time. Go out there and talk to these really good individuals that I've been talking about that will share this information with you for free. Now, you know, the world's kind of screwed up. We see a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and we've been talking about preparation for seems like years now. You know, you never know when something is or isn't going to happen. You know, I'm not one of the doomsdayers, so to speak, because you know I believe in living your life in freedom and not living your life in fear. But also, I believe that you should always be prepared for any such emergency. So what I do with my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/Shaziz, is essentially I want people thinking outside the box. So you're liable to see some crazy stuff on there, and you're liable to see some funny stuff, and you might even see me get a little hacked off once in a while. But either way, there's a lot of good information on that YouTube channel there, and a lot more good information on the way, because I'm working on some really cool projects. And before it's all said and done, my ultimate goal is to basically rock the foundations of science at its very core. So, you know, I'm not one of the ones that subscribes to the laws of physics. I'm not one of the ones that wants to use all the fancy equations. I'll use my redneck tape measure, such as a string, and measure out what I need and that kind of stuff, and make it work just so that you can see that if you can build it with junk, imagine what you could do in a really good machine shop. About 90% of all the things that are in my mad science laboratory are from recycled junk or donated stuff or things that were found in the trash, dumps, flea markets. Also have a line in on a whole bunch of different microwaves. One of the things I want to work on with the microwaves is kind of related to Muddy Mudman's actual flux wind turbine. Because in the primary of the microwave oven transformer, MOT for those who want to be all high-tech about it and sound super educated. Anyway, yeah, those primary coils are already wound up and ready to roll. A little bit of two-part epoxy resin or some fiberglass resin, just something to seal them in there to make you a disc and everything for your coils. You could put as many coils as you can get your hands on into as big of a disc as you want to make, and then build your other coils or your other magnet rotors out of the same type of material. And essentially you get two magnets per microwave, and you get one coil per microwave, actually two coils. You'll have a primary and a secondary coil on that microwave oven transformer. Either way, you can use all this material. The trick is just cutting it in half. You know, it's a little welded seam at the top of the transformer, and you strip off that seam and take off the base, and the thing will start coming apart, and you can carefully tap out those coils, and they're already ready to roll. So, with that said, you can get a lot of the materials that you need out of junky old microwave. There are two different types of magnetrons inside there. One of them has a pink material that you don't want to crack or mess up and get somehow or another in your mouth or your body or whatever. So always wash your hands real good if you're messing with the old style microwaves. The white ones in there are the safe ones. So those would be in the modern day microwaves. But either way, every single one of them microwave ovens has two magnets in it, so there's some parts that you can use. Then the coils themselves, and you can actually build you a generator out of that. Just about any electric motor out there, you can build you a generator. You can take old fan motors out of automobiles. Those fans in there are 12-volt DC permanent magnet motors, and they're ready-built generators. You can find motors in things like old printers. The old Epson printers have what's called a Bueller motor inside there. Those things are pretty powerful little motors there. And then the what I was talking about earlier, as far as the washing machine motors, the direct drive or smart drive, whatever you want to call them, they're essentially a rotor motor. They have a built-in stator and all that kind of stuff. But you can actually take one of those washing machines and modify the tub on the thing using the actual bearings for it and the motor in place, just taking off all the sides. And you can do like I did on my redneck wind turbine and build you a generator out of an old washing machine. So it's all about producing power, you know, tapping into the energy of the earth itself or whatever. You know, you can get energy out of the dirt, you can get energy out of the wind, you can get energy out of the sun, and so on and so forth. There's so many different things that nature does that you can use the motions of to produce energy, free energy. You know, I hear a lot of skeptics out there saying, oh, there's no such thing as free energy. And then they go back and start quoting the laws of conservation of energy. You know, energy can neither be created nor can it be destroyed, and so on and so forth. Ah, what am I going to do with those folks? If you can plug a couple of different copper-coated ground rod and a zinc ground rod in there, and even get what they call a galvanic action, you know, when actually a charge up capacitor and then bleed it off into a battery, whatever, to me that's free energy. If you can pop up a solar panel outside and charge up some battery banks, that to me that's free energy. If the wind's blowing and you got a windmill or wind turbine outside and you're getting energy off of it, that's free energy. Now the trick is just to take and modify all this kind of stuff and put it into a use that's going to be beneficial for whatever you need it for. Now, if you look at your modern day system out here, in my opinion, it's all been deliberately built so inefficient that it's just crazy. You know, they talk about you have to have amperage to run this or that. I'm not a believer in that. I believe that with voltage and wattage alone, that you can run a whole lot of stuff just by simply modifying it. So, with that said, you know, thin wire and thick wire, you think of it in a line of plumbing. Thin wire, you want to build up pressure. You take your electricity and you pump it down a thin wire and you build up pressure. Thus forth, you get high voltage. That's what a lot of the Tesla guys like to use, things like microwave oven transformers or flyback transformers out of television sets, which is another good place to get a lot of different parts that you can use. Inside the microwave oven, there's capacitors in there, which make great storage banks. And, you know, if you have a large enough capacitor bank, you can store a lot of energy inside of a capacitor. And the capacitor technology these days is just getting flat out incredible. I mean, go up, look up on YouTube on a video called Boost Caps. That's B-O-O-S-T-C-A-P-S, Cap, Boost Caps. These are pretty high-tech and right now at this point in time pretty expensive capacitors. But you can build a capacitor out of aluminum foil and wax paper and all kinds of stuff. Capacitors are pretty simple little things to build, so if you ever decide you want to work on building you a capacitor, then give me a holler if you need some help, or ask Muddy or Cultus or any of us out there in the alternative energy community, and you'll find that we're all willing to help you out with what we can. I did a video here just about a week or so back called Death Ray. It's a pretty fun video. And actually, this thing that I built, this particular style coil, was initially made so that it could see if I could make a directional beam off the top load of a Tesla coil. And it worked. It worked good. I could actually direct the beam off the top load and, you know, disrupt a TV monitor over there. And it also has the capabilities because it has a capacitor layer inside it that it will store energy even after you shut it off, just like a regular capacitor. And the last portion of that video, it's pretty funny. It messed up my camera because it was directly pointed towards my camera and caused me to sound like I'm talking in slow motion like one of them old Chinese kung fu movies. Anyway, I'm going to do some more experiments with that thing right there, putting some different radio waves, everything from AM to FM and all different frequencies through it to see what kind of results I can get out of it. So I'm not done with that, so you'll probably see a Death Ray 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever, maybe make a series on it. I got a lot of video ideas and a lot of projects that I'm working on, and so hopefully I can get these things out on my YouTube channel to share with everybody. And, you know, for those of you out there listening, stop in and see old ShazizRadio.com. And don't forget to go over to Awake Radio and No Borders. And old Gary over there, he's doing a real fine job on his site. Say hello to everybody over there. Go over and visit with We Roar Radio. And we got many other networks that are rebroadcasting our shows at the same time. So for all those folks out there listening in on your iPod or whatever kind of cool, nifty device you got. We're from Shazoo's Radio and No Borders and Awake Radio and We Roar. We're all saying hello to you and have a safe trip wherever it is that you're going. So, anyway, that pop-pop boat contest, I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to try to get some pretty decent prizes together on that, and I've got a few ideas on how to make the prizes grow before the actual contest winner is chosen and all that kind of stuff. I got to get with my friend Cultus and the rest of the crew to work out the details on that, and then we will also have a few other big names out there in the alternative energy community that will be doing pretty nifty things with the contest as well. I also just talked to a friend of mine who used to be with the Backyard Inventors show, and so he's with a different network now, and I run a few ideas across to him, and he's going to be watching in from time to time to see how things are going, and we could possibly make this thing grow pretty big and have a lot of fun doing it. And so all you ladies out there, you got to get involved and make you some mad science projects, you know, muss up your hair a little bit and make look like Albert Einstein, have some fun with the whole deal. That's what we're trying to do here, is have fun and learn a few things. Anyway, if anybody wants to call in, Shaziz on Skype there. Just add me as a contact. Call in live. Tell me what's on your mind. You're listening to Shaziz Mad Science, and I'm going to throw a tune on real quick just so that I can catch my breath and have a sip of coffee or two. Peace and love, everybody.
Can you remember?
frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to old Shaziz Mad Science out here in my Mad Science Laboratory, tucked up underneath the blanket because of that global warming that we've got going on outside. Anyway, I was just sitting here thinking over that break right there, how common sense must have went out the window a long time ago. You know, when guys like Stan Myers built a car that ran on water, everybody kind of looked at him cross-eyed like it wasn't even possible. Now anybody who knows anything about basic science knows that water is nothing more than hydrogen and oxygen, and so separated, they're both flammable. So the Earth being three-quarters covered in water, you already got enough fuel to last you forever and a day, man. But technology such as Stan Myers has been suppressed, and there's folks out there building hydrogen cells and stuff like that, and they're always under the mentality of what they can't do. You know, I can't do this or I can't do that. You know, instead of thinking outside the box and trying to figure out what it is exactly that old Stan Myers was doing to make his more efficient to where he could get hydrogen on demand. Then they just try all different kinds of stuff and most generally fail. But getting hydrogen on demand is no big deal, you know. The simple process of electrolysis will separate the hydrogen, but there's other ways by which you can separate the hydrogen and oxygen as well. You know, with heat, you can separate it with heat. You can separate it with radio frequencies. There's a guy out there, there's a link actually on Shaziz Radio where they're doing laser spark plugs. That's another method by which they do it. And essentially that's heat as well. You send a bright laser that sets off the two different chemicals in water, two different elements anyway. And so when we talk about free energy, everybody says, oh, you know, there ain't no such thing as free energy, you know. I listen to all their arguments. I listen to them spew out the laws of physics and quoting all the things that they've heard prior. What I want to hear is people thinking for themselves. What I want to hear them do is talk about their ideas, you know. Ideas that using a little bit of basic science and some knowledge that they've already acquired throughout their life, things that they know work, you know, like you strike a match, you get fire. You got all the elements of fire. You got ignition source, you got a fuel source, and you got oxygen, so you get a fire. So we know that works. We know that you can boil water and turn it into steam, and you can pressurize that steam. We also know that you can, use the electrolysis process to create hydrogen. You can pressurize that hydrogen as well. I've had a few flashbacks. I did a video called Hydrogen Cell and one called Hydrogen Danger. And you can actually see how powerful hydrogen really is. And it's not any more or less dangerous than your common gasoline that you use in your car. Of course, now the global warming freaks are going to complain about how you got to have, you know, all kinds of, you know, carbon in the air and this and that. You know, hydrogen cells, they basically put water back into the atmosphere. So I don't know where they get all that. You know, we're going to run out of oil. We're going to have to stop burning coal because the planet's heating up and we're all going to freaking die and all this and that. Right now, there's a comet out there called Ison. That's the next doomsday scenario. Comet Ison's going to come in. It's going to slam into the Earth, or it's going to pelt us with a whole bunch of rocks or whatever. Don't worry about what you can fix. You know, if doomsday shows up, 90% of all the individuals out there ain't going to be ready for nothing. They're not going to have electricity, so they ain't going to be able to use their nifty little iPhones or iPads or anything like that. They won't be able to run their light bulbs for however long it takes for them to run their batteries is the only time they've got left. But if they took the time to actually learn a little bit about simple solar, which I did a video called Simple Solar just to show everybody it's not like really expensive actually to get into solar. And it doesn't matter how many batteries you got. You can charge up as many batteries as you want with something as small as a 40-watt or 45-watt panel. Doesn't even have to be that big. Be essentially trickle charging it. And so the more batteries you got, the longer you'll have to run while the thing is charging the other end of the battery bank. Have them to where they rock back and forth. One's fully charged, and then it goes over and charges the other one while you're using the wand. These, to me, are just common sense ideas. You know, you can make a wind turbine out of all kinds of different things. Windmills and such. And Muddy's got a really good design for the actual flux wind turbine. You should go over and take a few looks at some of his videos. And for those of you who ain't really familiar with hydrogen cells, I found a nifty little video from a group that basically sells like learning size little kits. This one here, I'll send a link into the chat room, but this one right here is a little kit for a little hydrogen cell. They use it for a teaching tool, you know, and it's a real simple process. And, you know, in the fossil fuel world, they say, you know, we're going to run out of oil and all this kind of stuff. And they tell you they got to charge you a carbon tax because of global warming and all this kind of crazy stuff. Well, if this is indeed the case, if we really are going to have our world burn up from CO2 emissions or cows farting or cows burping and so on and so forth, then why aren't the representatives of the world more serious about this? If global warming / climate change, you notice they changed it from global warming to climate change because, you know, they couldn't prove global warming. But you can't disprove climate change because the climate will change at the drop of the hat depending on where you live. Some days it could be sunnier than heck outside, and then the next thing you know it's pouring down raining. Or it's windy, and then it's not windy, and then it's sunny, and then it's cloudy. And so the climate changes every day on a daily basis, sometimes on the hour, and sometimes even on the minute. So you can't argue with climate change, and that's their sneaky way of trying to sucker you into believing that the world is doomed and and the polar bears are going to drown, of course, you know. They weren't designed by nature to be able to swim for miles or anything like that, you know. Anyway, but if all these representatives out there are so concerned about it and so concerned about your safety, why are they still flying around in corporate jets? Why are they still driving around in big fat old limousines, you know, and going to big fancy motels that use a whole lot of energy via coal or whatever? See, I'm the kind of guy that I believe you should live your life and lead by example. How are you going to lead by example if you're telling me that I got to pay a carbon tax on my little low-budget salary that I've got while you're buying a nine-bedroom, nine-bathroom mansion on the seashore, same area which you said that the sea levels were going to rise and we were all going to drown like rats? I'm saying practice what you preach, brother. If you think the doggone sea levels is going to rise, don't waste a bunch of millions on a big fat mansion out on the seashore. Take your money, invest it in making some buildings up in the mountains where you're away from the sea levels or whatever, and help some of your neighbors out. Go feed some of them starving children. Take them with you up into your bunker there for doomsday so they can be safe too. You know, the global elite of the world, they're like talking about how the world is overpopulated. You don't see none of these standing in line saying, we got to depopulate the world, so we're gonna go ahead and commit Harry Carey here and do ourselves in so that the rest of y'all can survive in peace and love and not starve to death from lack of food and all that kind of stuff. And then you got government agencies allowing companies like Monsanto to genetically alter food. That sounds like a doggone conspiracy theory, doesn't it? Well, hell's bells, if it's such a conspiracy, why are there patents out there for genetically altered foods? You know, poison the population. Give them things like aspartame and saccharin and chlorine and fluoride in their water and all kinds of other crazy stuff. Why not go out there and under the guise of so-called global warming spray crap in the air? Really? I'm just saying the common sense of the whole thing tells me there is no government representation. There is no one out there who's looking out for your best interest. There are folks out there in the government who are willing to appease the average citizen out there by giving them freebies here and there and trying to keep them happy. But factor in the freebies, the few pennies that is given to the average Joe out there against the money that is actually charged via taxes for everything else under the sun. Australia paying the highest carbon tax of the world. My friend showed me his light bill one time, $1,700 and some odd for one studio apartment for 1 month. Good Lord, man, that would bankrupt the average Joe. You know? So, with all the inconsistencies and lies and propaganda out there in the world, it's up to you, you the individual, to actually do something for yourself. Don't fall into all those doomsday scenarios to where you get so panic-stricken, you take everything you got and you sell it and you go out and you buy all kinds of supplies and, you know, years worth of food and all that kind of stuff and build you a bunker and spend the rest of your life living like a hobbit or a mole up underneath the hill somewhere. Spend time with your family and your friends. These global elite out there, you keep feeding them. You feed the beast that's eating the world alive. These guys will on one hand say we want to protect the children of the world, but on the other hand allow all kinds of terrible things to go on that harm the children. Such as, you know, here in the United States, our nifty guy we got up there right now, who's supposedly for the children, sends drones over into foreign lands, and guess what? Collateral damage. Some of them are children. Some of them are ladies. Some of them are men. Some of them aren't even the bad guy. They're just innocent guys who were in the wrong place at the wrong time. So with all that said, this is why I call it mad science. Because to me, the common sense of it all is just out the freaking window. If you want to build a heaven on earth or a utopia, so to speak, you're not going to do it by legislating in laws that restrict everyone's freedom. You're going to build the heaven on earth, the utopia, so to speak, by getting everybody out there to be able to use their minds freely and be inventive and creative in the talents that they've been given by, in my belief, our Creator. And so, You know, one guy can do something really cool, but two guys can do something amazing. You know, guys and gals from all over the world, very intelligent individuals. Maybe you're not really good in electricity, but maybe you're really good in numbers and stuff like that. It's this combined deal that we've been putting together here on No Borders Radio and Awake Radio and We Roar Radio and Shazizz Radio. If you go over there on ShazizzRadio.com and you look up on in the host section, you'll notice there's a link inside there that turns around and shows you a bunch of other networks. Because this isn't all about Shazizz Radio. It's not all about No Borders Radio. It's not all about Awake Radio. It's not all about We Roar Radio or all the other networks that are rebroadcasting our show. It's about bringing brilliant minds from all over the world to try to do something positive towards steering this boat that we're all on in the right direction. You know, peace never come at the end of the barrel of a gun. Sure, you can threaten somebody into not fighting with you with a gun, but you didn't do it in a peaceful manner. Maybe sometimes, unfortunately, that's the way it's got to go down. You got some bad guy, he's going to kill you or your family, and you got to do what you got to do. But the end result's always the same. Somebody loses, somebody wins. I just like to see a time in history, and maybe that makes me a dreamer, but I'd like to see a time in history when everybody realized that the path that we're going down isn't a good path. It's never good to go over and bomb another country. It's never good to have a war. You know, okay, it depopulates the world. And people talk about stupid stuff like exponential growth, you know, and they'll put a deal down like you put so many flies in a jar, and then after a while the jar gets so crowded with flies, the flies start dying off and that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, if you lock them up in a jar, I'm sure that's going to happen. You know, but see, the thing is, nature is in charge of everything. Nature has a way of balancing out nature. If we get too many people on the planet for nature to be able to fix or take care of, then nature will put a little bug out there, a disease or whatever. You know, and it's been that way through the history of time. So let nature do what nature does, and don't worry about all this crazy stuff. Sure, you got to be aware that there's a possibility of an earthquake, or there's a possibility of a rock from space hitting the planet. You got to be aware of all that kind of stuff, but you can't live your life in fear. You know, somebody called me a fear monger one time. I actually did a funny video about it. Just so if you want to see my fear monger video, jump over there to YouTube and look up Shazizz and look up my fear monger video. But try to call me a fear monger. I'm just trying to teach people how to get free electricity, you know, how to take things that are laying around them, because most of you, if you're listening in on my voice right now, you have access to the internet, you have access to a computer, you have access to a phone, and so that tells me you're not in some third world country where you can't even get a radio signal or whatever. So, like my friend Kent said, that puts you in the top 1% of the people of the world just because you have access to that. But you can benefit the others around you who don't have access to that information by using this tool that you have available to go out there and research things. Share ideas. Come on to the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow on Sunday, you know. And join with the other knights and share the research that you've come across. Share good ideas, hope, and peace and love for the world kind of stuff. You know? We got to keep these alternative networks going. We got to find ways that even if the man up to the top decides to pull the plug and turn off the power grid, we turn it right back on. It's not beyond the realms of possibility. Heck, how many of y'all look down the road and you see this old car that's sitting down the road, and, you know, the car, the transmission's out of it, but the motor's still good. You take that motor and you turn around and put a couple extra alternators and pulleys on that thing, and now you got yourself a ready-made generator. Look up a book called Secrets of the Alternator. And it'll show you can get 120 volts AC out of freaking car alternator. Go back in time and get some of them old Volkswagen generators. Those are permanent magnet generators already ready to go right out of the gate. So if it's coming down to making electricity, if you can't find the junk to do it, man, walk a little farther because somebody's throwing away something. And as far as fuel, oh well, you know, if the apocalypse comes around and fuel gets scarce, well, take Stan Meyer's advice and burn water. If that doesn't, if you can't find enough water around, or you're trying to ration your water for your drinking during the apocalypse, then build you a wood gasifier. Burn wood gas in that same motor, you know? Heck, man, there's so many different ways by which to run an internal combustion engine, it's just flat out ludicrous. So I'm saying, if you can't find free energy, it's not because it's not available, it's because you really haven't put the effort forth to do it. Right now, all you got to do is walk over there and flip the light switch, and you got lights in your house because you're paying the man. So when you get around to getting tired of paying the man, or maybe the whole system collapses and you go over to flip that same light switch, hold on a second. I ain't got no power. What am I going to do? Well, if the entire power grid was to go down and you wanted to still be able to use your lights in your house, there's methods by which you can kick off the breaker switch to the mains on the pole so that whatever energy you're producing doesn't ship that back down the line and electrocute somebody on down the line. And you can still use the existing house wire to put electricity through your system. You could even put DC voltage through the same system. You know, you just got to know which side on the DC system's positive or which side's negative. Which, if you're just running a fan motor or a light bulb's not going to matter either or, because a light bulb will work on the positive side or the negative side or reversed either way. It doesn't matter, just so long as that those electrons can actually travel through. And on a fan, if it's blowing the wrong way, swap the wires around. It's all basic common sense, simple stuff. So that's why, like I said, I call it mad science, because it angers me that they don't teach more of this in school. They don't teach the kids how to build an electric motor, you know? Electric motor is a simple concept. We're using magnets to send the lines of flux across copper wire to shake off the extra electron in the copper wire to get it to move over to the next electron, and that process actually creates electricity that you can run things on. And so with that said, why not use other methods for moving that electron? Why not use radio frequencies for moving that electron? All you got to do is be able to shake it loose. Everything out there that has an electron creates a magnetic field. Even if you think it's so tiny that it's irrelevant, it's still creating a magnetic field. You yourself, because you are an electro machine, you have electricity running through your body. You create a magnetic field. Lucky for you that your magnetic field is a little bit weaker than the magnetic field that creates our gravity. Now see, that's going to make somebody mad, because I keep telling everybody that gravity is magnetism. Oh, no, that ain't it. Science doesn't know what gravity is. All right, well, keep on believing what you want to believe. Try thinking outside the box for a bit and do a few tests, and you're going to find out that the old Shazis might be onto something. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. This there's so many different things out there. There's so many. You have access to things like Peltier elements that use two separate temperatures, a cold side and a hot side, to produce electricity. They put them little Peltier elements in little mini refrigerators and things like that. And you can use those things to tap into some electricity, just by the temperature difference. You can use piezoelectric crystals to make electricity. Heck, you can even use a doggone speaker, tapping on that speaker when that diaphragm goes in and out across that magnet, that coil of wire bounces in across there, you get energy out of tapping on a speaker. Now, that might not be very much energy, but if it's not what you need, then build something a little bit bigger. Because the basic concept's all there. All you got to do is be able to pass a magnetic field across the coil of wire. And you create electricity. Well, I keep saying create, which basically aggravates people because, you know, well, back to get, once again, the laws of conservation of energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Okay, so let's analyze that for a second. I didn't create it because it was already there. I can't destroy it, so it must still be there. So with that said, then all I need to do is figure out, since I can't destroy it and it's still there, is how to tap into it. So electricity is not free on one hand, yet it can't be created nor can it be destroyed on the other hand. Doesn't anybody see the flaw in the laws of conservation of energy? I'm serious. It drives me insane. So, I'm sitting here, I'm looking out the window. I can see my redneck wind turbine made out of an old 50-gallon barrel with a couple bicycle rims standing on a couple old bed frames for a pole. And I'm sitting there watching as that thing spins round and round. Wind's pushing it. Pretty cool stuff if you ask me. Anyway, electricity is free. I aim to prove it, and I aim to put a few projects out there that will literally rock the foundations of science. Mark my words, it's on the way. And then, like I said earlier in the show, I said I got access now to some of the motors that I've been looking for forever and a day. They wanted too much for them on eBay and all that kind of stuff, but I found them for a really spectacularly low price. From a man who is not much more than 30 miles away from me. So I'm going to buy up a bunch of these. I'm going to build a nifty little project to show everybody how they can do this same project themselves and build them one awesome generator out of junk. That's what it's all about. I had a little bit of mishap on my plasma reactor. Apparently the doggone resin that I had, when it got colder than heck inside my lab, decided to contract and crack a little bit. So far, it doesn't seem to have done too much damage to it. I'm still working on building some new probes for I can get that thing fired back up, because the last one's apparently burnt out. And so I got to do it again. If need be, I'll just start off and build a whole new system. Anyway, you're listening to Shaziz Radio, No Borders Radio, We Roar Radio, Wake Radio, and multiple other networks rebroadcasting. So I'm going to just throw on a tune or two so that I can see who just pulled up in front of my house, and hopefully it ain't the man trying to drag me off to the crazy house because of my ideas and my views on the government. I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption. So if these guys would get their act together and actually represent the individuals that they proclaim to care about, then I would be, you know, full-on back in the government. But until that day, until they get the money out of politics and the crime out of the courthouses and all that craziness, till they stop trying to milk the people of the world for every penny that they can get their hands on, until they give up the chains of bondage that they have been twined all the people of the world with, until they stop murdering children around the globe, until they stop letting people starve or sickness go on unattended, I'm going to have the same views. Peace and love, everybody. I'm going to play a couple tunes and check on a few things, and I'll be back with you for the rest of the show.
After technology. Приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Hello, everybody. It's old Shazaz here out here in my mad science laboratory. I checked Skype. Don't see any callers calling in. If you're out there listening in and want to call in live, just add Shazaz's contact on there and then call in. So, we were talking about all kinds of stuff, you know. I see all these different things going on in the world, and, you know, they have so many different ways by which to keep you distracted from what it is that you're actually capable of doing. It's nuts. You know, every election season for every country out there has always got a two sides, you know, the red side, the blue side, the Democrats versus the Republicans versus the Libertarians versus the constitutional parties or whatever. You know, it just goes on and on. And so, while I'm standing outside the box and I'm looking in at everybody, I have to ask myself, why don't these folks just climb up out of the box? It's too cluttered in there anyway. Why don't they just step outside and, and watch? Sometimes it's best to step back and look at the big picture of it all. When you're looking at the big picture and you see all the conspiracies that are laid out up there on the table, you know, election fraud and crime and corruption and ignorance that goes on in this world, man, if you're standing back and you're watching the whole scene, you know what's going on. You know where not to go. So, the best advice that I can give each and every one of you is to be the individual that you were created to be. To be the free man on the land. Stand up and say what it is you got to say. You know? Don't let the men at the top, the elite, the corporations of the world ruin your life. Live your life. Don't live it in fear. So with that said, knowledge is power. Tell all your friends out there on your social networks about these networks out here. Because they keep growing. You know, every time you get one radio station, you think you've seen it all, and another one pops up, and then another one, and then another one. People are out there all over the world, and they're talking, and they're discussing all different ideas. Some of them ain't going about it the right way. They're kind of cussing each other out and arguing over things. But you got to remember that the things that they're arguing over were put there in front of you to essentially divide and conquer. You know, we the people out here in the world, we have more power than we can possibly imagine. And I'm not talking about the power to go out there and start a revolution and mow each and everybody down who disagrees with what you got to say. I'm talking about the power to take all the combined knowledge of the world and put it together to solve solutions, to solve problems. Simple solutions to simple problems. Bigger solutions to even bigger problems. So what do we do with all this? Do we just let it go down the hill? Do we just set back idly by while the whole world deteriorates around us? Or do we on an individual level make a difference in our own neighborhoods? I think that by us doing these radio shows, all the different radio hosts out here on all these different networks, putting out good information, things to think about. It's not always about free energy. Sometimes it's about alternative food or alternative medicine, but they're ideas. Keeping that constant flow of ideas, keeping people thinking, you know. Telling a few things, stories that get people to, instead of just following the mainstream view of everything, to think for themselves. That's the key. That's the key to free energy. That's the key to alternative medicine. That's the key to unlock the mysteries of the universe. We were given the capabilities to do amazing things. When we've been told from the day that we were born, you can't do this, you can't do that. And here we are living in a society that now some of us who are waking up are trying to wake other people up and trying to tell them, hey, you know, look, step outside the box and just look and listen for a change. Instead of talking and spewing out what it is that you've been taught in school as to be the gospel, think about what it is that you're saying. Think about the plausibility of it all. If they teach you about global warming in school, seriously do the research. Don't trust in what the doggone mainstream scientist guys say as to be the honest gospel. What give them the power to be any smarter than you? Outside the fact that maybe they got a little college education and that kind of stuff, but then once again, where did their information come from? Where did the information from any school come from? Did somebody out there just say, this is the way it is, and that's that, and all the, that's all there is to it? The world's flat, believe me, or else? Well, we know the world ain't flat. Well, there are a couple theories out there that this is all like not three-dimensional, that it's all basically in your head. Who knows? We might be living in the Matrix for all that. We might be being used for batteries. Whatever it is, whatever your reality is, use your reality to whatever it is that you want out of life. And part of that is being prepared for any such emergency, no matter what. If it's a doomsday type of scenario and you need to survive and keep your family safe and warm and all that kind of stuff, you know, on the heating portion of the deal, if you look at a lot of the different appliances out there, a lot of the appliances are inefficient because they waste heat. A lot of the electrical losses is due to heat. I can't remember which one of the laws of physics that falls under. Anyway, that's one of the reasons why they say you can't never get out more energy than you put in, you know. Okay. But you can tap into a whole heck of a lot more energy because the Earth is one massive thermoelectric generator of epic proportions. You know, Tesla had some really cool stuff in the works. The government tried to confiscate every bit of his design information and have used that some to some pretty evil means as far as I'm concerned. You know, I did the death ray video as kind of a, you know, a little bit of how to see if it was possible to direct the top load of the Tesla coil into a directed beam. I pretty much knew it was possible, but I wanted to try it anyway. But all those things, you know, it's not new science. It's rediscovered science. It's science that's been around way back as far as time itself. People learned a lot of cool things that nature was capable of doing. So it's pretty much our job, because it's all been suppressed, is to rediscover it, share it, and this time not give it away like we did the first time around. Not allow somebody to regulate us. You know, they put these smart meters on your house so that they tell you that you're using too much electricity. You got to cut down, or we're going to fine you for using too much electricity. They want you to go out and buy these certain brands of appliances that say Energy Star on there. They're energy savers. Really? They're made inefficient, but they're energy savers. Okay. Had somebody tell me the other day that the power company wants people to create free energy because they're under such a terrible workload and they want all the free electricity that they can get. Now keep in mind that this was an electrician telling me this, and it's basically what was told to him. The power companies are hurting. They're hurting for certain. We're using too much electricity. If that's indeed the case, then why suppress all the possibilities? Why suppress all the new inventions and all the designs out there? Why waste time if you're working so hard down there and your generators can't keep up with the electricity that you're selling people for an astronomical amount of price? You know, we're talking, you know, the average store that puts at least a 300% markup on items that they buy overseas for dirt that they use slave labor to build. And so by the time you get it, you done paid way more than it even cost to make it. And the electric company doing the same thing. Selling you a whole bunch of voltage and charging you higher rates, saying that they have to use higher fuels. And if you look on your light bill, you're going to see a tax for this and a tax for that, and ways that the government can milk more money out of you. So are they really going to want you to make an alternative energy device? I say no. Now maybe they have a few scams out there where they get some kickbacks from the government and they'll actually put in some solar panels for you and feed that extra power into the grid. But that's not necessarily benefiting you per se, as opposed to benefiting the power company by, you know, giving them even more voltage to sell to other people for higher prices. Now, they should like send you a check of that, you know. They say that if you put a big old wind generator on your deal and hook it into your meter, and your meter starts running backwards, the power company has to pay you for that extra electricity. So what are they paying you? Pennies on the dollar? Well, they turn around and sell it to the guy down the line for 10 or 15 times the value of what it is that you produced. They've cornered the market, folks. It's time for we, the people of the world, to actually corner our own market, create our own electricity, create our own power grids, do some wireless energy transmissions between our houses. Like, I'll send electricity over to my neighbor, and then he'll send electricity over to his neighbor. You know, that kind of thing. Learn about things like Stirling engines. Rediscover the steam engine. The steam engine is a proven, undisputable piece of machinery that can produce enough power to turn a big heavy generator head and produce electricity. And all you got to do is burn firewood or coal or some sort of fuel inside there. The Stirling engine uses the heat and the contraction of the air, heating up air and cooling down air, to move a piston, which they call a displacer, in back and forth, and then a little diaphragm sucks in the cold air and it falls back the other direction, and so forth and so on. So Stirling engines are pretty amazing as well. And you can get those built in any scale you want. You can build them yourself. My friend Muddy Muddy Mudman out there, he's got one that he built out of coffee cans. And he takes you a step by step all the way through how to do so. So, you got water that runs down the downspout every time it rains on your roof. Why not capture some of that motion of that water pouring down the drain to put you some little turbines inside there, water wheels. If you live next to a stream and the water's moving pretty rapid down that stream, put you a paddle wheel out there, hook it to a little generator, charge some batteries. You know, take one light off the power grid every chance you get. Save you some pennies. These are all ideas that are all within your reach. You know, I want to build an ultimate device that each and every individual can literally build themselves from junk that they can pick up off the street or go to their local hardware store and get. Now, you got to remember, when you're messing around with electricity, you got to be careful. You know, you get too much amperage, that's getting into the dangerous range. But look, with a little bit of research, common sense, some safety tools and stuff like that, you can wire your own generator. Even if you're just a local housewife and you never even messed with electricity before, there's some really amazing how-tos out there on YouTube. You know, a lot of people don't like YouTube, you know. They think, YouTube is making so much money that, they're just the corporate goons, but it's still a nifty platform by which you can do a massive amount of research. I personally love YouTube. I get aggravated that YouTube's always changing things on me, you know, and Google bought out YouTube, and so now Google's got things that they change all the time, but I guess that's just one of those things. I have to grow with the technology. But the fact that I can put information out for everybody out there to share freely amongst each other. If you like one of my videos and you find something in there useful and you want to rebroadcast it, I don't care. If you like one of my podcasts and you want to use it on your network and rebroadcast it, suits me fine. Because this information out there, I say free electricity, I mean free electricity, just free information. I'm not patenting any ideas, I'm not trying to sell you any kind of alternative energy. I'm just trying to get you to think outside the box and do what's best for you. If you want to go into solar, go into solar, but don't put all your eggs in one basket. Use all kinds of stuff. Use solar, use wind, use hydro, use thermal. Use hydrogen cells, use wood gasifiers, use steam. Use what nature has provided to tap into the energy that is 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, definitely free. Now, it ain't free to get some of the parts that you need, but once you got those parts and it's all together, it belongs to you. And you're not paying the man every month for an electric bill. You can do this. Simple solar. Go to your local hardware store. Buy some of them shed lights that have the little solar panel that recharge themselves. Instead of wasting the massive amount of electricity to burn an incandescent light bulb in your hallway that you just need enough light so you don't stub your toe, throw one of them things up, let the sun charge it up, and use it at night. There you go. That's the easiest way that I can explain it to you. And, you know, batteries. save batteries, recondition batteries. You can do all kinds of stuff. You can use even a battery with a couple dead cells, still has storage capabilities. Just because it won't start your car don't make it worthless. You can take that same old battery just like old Shaziz did. I'm running all my coils and stuff off of this one battery that had a dead cell in it when I got it. And by running high voltage through there, reconditioned the plates in there, and now the doggone thing is just as good as it was when it came out the store. So with that said, old car batteries are on your little shopping list. You go down the road and you see somebody throwing one out there on the curb for the recycle guy, and there it is. Get you some APCs, automatic power supplies from computers. They use them so that if the power goes off, you have 15 minutes to safely shut down your computer. Modify that APC with a larger battery bank and you extend that 15 minutes to a half an hour or an hour or maybe a day. You can put as many batteries in parallel as you like and still be able to charge them with the same power supply and not affect the power supply in any way, shape, or form. Now, if you put them in series, then obviously you take one 12-volt battery and put it in series with another 12-volt battery, and now you're up to 24 volts of electricity. So that's going to change the equation. But if you run them all in parallel, if it takes 24 volts to actually kick the system on, then you run the first two in series, the next two in series, and then you connect those two in parallel. Now you've got a series parallel series combination that will still do exactly the same thing. So just by modifying some of those old automatic power supplies while the power is still on, these things will be charging when you're not thinking about it. They'll just keep on charging. Then suddenly lightning strikes the power pole down the street, shuts the power off, and your lights are still on, and everybody wonders why. Hey, how come old Joe down there got his lights on and mine are off? They'll come down and ask you what's going on with that, and you show him, teach him how to do it. You can get them old APCs for dirt, man. People want to throw them away because once the batteries go bad in them, seems like the market out there, the batteries are worth more than the doggone unit itself. Essentially, what an APC is nothing more than an inverter. You can get a really good inverter that was set up to basically give you 15 minutes leeway whenever the power goes off for your computer to be able to shut down safely. And there you go. You can run 120-volt appliances off of off these APCs. And just have to check out the wattage on how large the actual appliance that you can run. You know, it's not rocket science. But it's things that are overlooked. It's things that your average Joe doesn't think about. You know, some of you probably got some of them APCs in your house. You know, little extra battery backup banks. And you think about it. If you're running, let's say you're running 10 100-watt light bulbs throughout your house. And you still need some lighting. So instead of running 10 100-watt light bulbs, get you some doggone automotive 12-volt light bulbs, which are pretty doggone bright, and run those in throughout your house for a battery backup. And so there, your 12-volt system will last a whole heck of a lot longer than running off of your AC versions. So there's all kinds of different methods there. There's all kinds of ideas. Anyway, apparently everybody's out and about today. Didn't get no callers in, but tomorrow the Knights of the Round Table will be on. And so for those of you who want to join in and have questions about different things, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and ask me what my view on some science projects are, or what, like, things like Fukushima. What do I think about Fukushima radiation and all this kind of stuff? And before you ask me that question, go out and look at a video called Nuclear Scare Scam. And pay close attention. You might figure out something on your own, not even have to ask me what my opinion is. Anyway, there's a whole lot of research capabilities out there. I believe you're living in the golden age, man. I believe that this time in history is one of the best times to be, because you're getting to see all the new technology. You got people out there rediscovering lost technology. You got all kinds of things going on. It's just an exciting time in history to live. So with that said, stay tuned. Join in for the Hope Show coming up. I'm going to be playing a podcast for Beverly, and she'll be back in action next Saturday for everybody to enjoy one of her live broadcasts. And join me on the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun. So I'm going to hit on up out of here, throw a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd in there. Just enjoy it. Peace and love, everybody, and thanks for listening in. Take care.
I'm
Operator, give me the number for 911.